Good evening and welcome to Live and Local on your Belfast Community Radio station. I'm your host Kathleen, and tonight we feature the Sean Healy Band, a recording made here in Belfast, Maine in 2024 as part of the Maine Celtic Celebration, a two-day celebration of Celtic music on the mid-coast of Maine. This band features Sean Healy, U.S. National Scots Fiddling and Singing Champion, on fiddle and vocals. Sean Healy, also a harpist and composer, representing multiple Celtic music traditions, but mainly a Scottish focus. You'll also hear from Tom Cangelosi on the pipes, Kevin Elam, a Irish singing champ and multi-instrumentalist, and also Abby Kovacs, a percussive dancer. So enjoy the Sean Healy Band from 2024 Maine Celtic Celebration.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's great to be up here in Maine. I like to come up at least twice a year ever since I first came here for the Acadia Trad Music School over there in Bar Harbor back in 2014, and just fell in love with the place. So thanks for having me back, and I brought my band with me. We have the wonderful Tom Cangelosi on pipes there. We came up in the in June, Kevin and I came up as a duo, and we played a bunch of tunes from my latest album, Dramagical. But we're going to play the title track from that album, which starts with a Scottish murder ballad. And basically, there's a dead knight laying on the side of the road, all in his armor and everything. And these two ravens are deciding, they're having a conversation with themselves, saying, are we gonna like eat this guy or what? You know, are we gonna use his golden hair to put you know, the holes, fix the holes in our nest? Are we gonna poke at his eye, his bonny blue ane? And this is in the Scots language, so you'll hear some different words, but it's called the Twa Corbies, the two ravens. And then it goes into two original tunes of mine, The Charmed Three and Dramagical, which, if you're wondering about that word, it's a combination of dramatic and magical. And then accidentally, by pure accident, the first four letters are dram. A wee dram, a whiskey. So not intentional at all.
As I was walking all the lane, I heard twa corbies mackin' a mane. It ain't until that tither did say, oh, where shall we gang and dine the day, oh, where shall we gang and dine the day? It's in behind yon old fell dyke, what there lies a new slain knight. Nay mortal kens why he lies there, oh. But his hound and his hawk and his lady fair, oh. His hound and his hawk and his lady fair. His hound is tae the hunting game, his hawk tae fetch the wild fowl hame. His lady has taken another mate, oh. So we may mak our dinner sweet, oh. We may mak our dinner sweet. White House Bane, and I'll pike out his bonny blue rein, with many a lock of his golden hair, oh. We'll think our nest where it grows fair, oh. Think our nest where it grows fair. There's many a one for him, Max Lean, but none shall ken where he has gained, or his white bones when they are bare. Shall go forever mair, oh, the wind shall go forever mair. The wind shall go forever mair, oh, the wind shall blow forever mair. The winter it is come and past, and all the birds are digging their nest, and I'll fly high above them all, and sing a song for summer's sake, and sing a song for summer's sake. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dramagical. That was inspired by the Isle of Skye. If you haven't been to the Isle of Skye, make sure you put it on your bucket list. It's a beautiful place. Here we go. Kevin Elam here, an All-Ireland singing champion. He's going to give us a song.
All right, folks. In light of what Sean just said, I'm going to do a Scottish song. So the next song is a good old one. It goes back to 1745. And at that time, the Jacobites were rebelling against the British government. By the way, if you don't know, the name Jacobite comes from the Latin for James. So Jacobus, or Jacob, is the Latin for James, and that referred to James II of England, who was ousted from the throne because of his Catholic leanings and was replaced by William of Orange, and that started this whole wave of rebellions, right? Anyway, it all culminates in 1745, and the Jacobites won this great victory at a coal field called Prestonpans. And the legend is that the British general fled the field before the battle even started, just at the sight of the Scots in their, with their claymores and their filibegs, which are the kilts. Filibeg is from the Gaelic for kilt. So there's this great song that comes out of this story that's lampooning the British general, Sir John Cope. Basically saying, where are you? We're at the battle. You're not here yet. Are you still in bed? So the words, if you want to join in for the chorus, it's, hey, Johnny Cope, are you walking yet? Or are your drums a-beatin' yet? If ye were walking, I would wait to gang tae the coals in the morning. So here we go with Johnny Cope. Hey, Johnny Cope, are you walking yet? Or are your drums a-beatin' yet? If ye were walking, I would wait to gang tae the coals in the morning. Hey, Johnny Cope, are you walking yet? Or are your drums a-beatin' yet? If ye were walking, I would wait to gang tae the coals in the morning. Sent a challenge to Frey Dunbar, saying, Charlie, meet me an ye dar, and I'll learn ye the art of war if you'll gang with me in the morning. When Charlie looked the letter upon, he drew his sword the scabbard from. Come join with me, my merry men, we'll meet Johnny Cope in the morning. Hey, Johnny Cope, are you walking yet? Or are your drums a-beatin' yet? If ye were walking, I would wait to gang tae the coals in the morning. Now, Johnny, be as good as your word, and let us try baith fire and sword. And dinny flee like a fricked bird that's chased frae its nest in the morning. When Johnny Cope heard of this, he thought it would not be amiss to have a horse in readiness to flee in the morning. Hey, Johnny Cope, are you walking yet? Or are your drums a-beatin' yet? If ye were walking, I would wait to gang tae the coals in the morning. Fine, now Johnny, get up and run, for the hail and bagpipes smack it in. Best for to sleep in the hail skin, for twill be a bloody morning. When Johnny Cope tae Dunbar came, they sneered at him, where's all your men? The deal confound me, gin I can, for I left them on the morning. Hey, Johnny Cope, are you walking yet? Or are your drums a-beatin' yet? If ye were walking, I would wait to gang tae the coals in the morning. Hup. Johnny, you weren't up late to come with news of your ain defeat, and leave your men in sick a strait, say early in the morning. In faith, quo' Johnny, I got sick flegs from the claymores and the filibegs. Gin I meet them again, they'll brack my legs. I bid ye all good morning. Hey, Johnny Cope, are you walking yet? Are your drums a-beatin' yet? If ye were walking, I would wait to gang tae the coals in the morning. Hey, Johnny Cope, are you walking yet? Or are your drums a-beatin' yet? If ye were walking, I would wait to gang tae the coals in the morning. Hup! Are you walking yet? Or are your drums a-beatin' yet? If ye were walking, I would wait to gang tae the coals in the morning. Hey, Johnny Cope, are you walking yet? Or are your drums a-beatin' yet? If ye were walking, I would wait to gang tae the coals in the morning. Johnny Cope. That's from our greatest hits of 1745.
Wonderful Augie Kovach on the percussive dancing.
It's all good.
That last tune was by the late Charlie Lennon. Rest in peace. He was a great composer and fiddler and pianist, so that was for Charlie.
You've been listening to the Sean Healy Band on Live and Local tonight on WBFY Belfast Community Radio. The Sean Healy Band features Sean Healy on fiddles and vocals, Tom Cangelosi on pipes, Kevin Elam on vocals and other instruments, and Abby Kovacs as a percussive dancer. I'm your host, Kathleen. Stay tuned for more from the Sean Healy Band from 2024's Maine Celtic Celebration.